In this tutorial, we're going to take a look at page settings. Now, there's two types of page settings. There's global page settings, and there's also individual page settings. And I'm going to show you both of them in this tutorial video. Here I am on a page created using Elementor, and it's on the Cadence theme. You can see it's edge to edge, full width, and it fits and looks great. So there's global settings that we're going to take a look at inside of the customizer, but there's also individual page settings. So I just want to give you a glimpse of those individual page settings and where they are. So every page or post on your website, you're going to see this icon right here in the top right. When you hover over it, it will say page settings. So if the top right looks like this, you'll want to click on page settings right here. And you'll see those options right here. This is going to apply to an individual page, not all pages. With that information, let me show you what they look like in the customizer, and then we'll come back to the individual page settings. So I'm going to go and click on customize right here. Now, you would set these page settings for all the pages on your website, or all the blog posts on your website, or other types of content such as WooCommerce product pages and other types of content that a plugin might make available on your website. So I'm going to go here where it says page layout, and these are pretty much your global page settings, but you can individually override it in those settings that I showed you right here. You'll be able to individually override it on a page by page basis. So let's go ahead and take a look at these settings. The first option is to show the page title and then how you want it shown right here. And there's other settings related to that. If you're curious what this is, I created a tutorial video that I'll link in the video description box down below that shows you how to work with these page headers. So these are the settings for it. Now you're starting to see where it says page layout, the same settings that we saw on an individual page. So the first is the page layout. Is it just normal, narrow? This is an example of full width. So that would be this. Or do you want this page to have a left sidebar or a right sidebar? Then right here, you can choose which sidebar. There's two sidebar locations that you can choose from. Next, right here, you would choose the content style, whether it's boxed or unboxed. Then the vertical padding, enabled or disabled. This is going to put some padding and spacing up the top and at the bottom of your page. These settings will affect your entire website, every single page by default. If you wanted to do this for blog posts, we would click right here where it says blog post, and then we would click where it says single post layout. And you can see it's pretty much the same exact settings right here. But there's instances where on an individual page, you might want to do something different, which is what we were doing on that page that I showed you. So when I click on page settings right here, you can see since it's an Elementor design page, I want to disable the page title. So we have that overwritten right there. And we have it set to full width. We have the content style set to unboxed, disable vertical padding, and do not show the featured image. When these are set to default right here, it's going to use those settings that we just set inside of the customizer. That's why we have all of these default options. But if I chose all these default options right here for this Elementor design page, it's pretty much not going to look right. And you can see that right here. We have that page title. We have the spacing. We have the layout boxed like this. And this is probably not the end result that you're after. So this is how you can set these settings on a site-wide basis or on an individual page or post basis where you can override it. I hope you found this video tutorial useful. If so, give it a thumbs up and make sure you subscribe to the channel if you want to learn more about the Cadence theme. Thanks for watching.